Jesus continued saying to his disciples, I am the true vine, and God my Father is the one who takes care of it. If one of my branches does not bear grapes, my Father cuts it, but cleans the branches that bear fruit, so that they bear more fruit. You are already clean, thanks to the message that I have announced to you. If you stick together with him, he will stick together with you. You know that a branch cannot produce grapes if it does not stick together with the plant. In the same way, you will not have or will not be able to do anything if you do not stick together with him. The disciples that sticks with him and with whom he sticks together is like a branch that bears much fruit. But if one of you separates, you won't be able to do anything without him. Do you know that this life has no meaning outside of God? We were created and we were designed by him. Therefore, he is the one who gives meaning to our existence. Jesus compares it in this way. And using a plant called a vine, the vine produces grapes, which bears much fruit, many grapes. He says, I am the vine, and my Father is the one who takes care of that vine. You are the branches. And while you are attached to me, the Father is going to take care of you too. You are going to produce. You are going to be productive people. You are going to bear much fruit. And that fruit must remain, because if it does not only consist in bearing fruit, but the fruit can be permanent. And when the Father cares for the vine, he not only makes it grow, but is pending to prune it. It's pending to clean it so that there are no obstacles, so that there are no things that rise around it in order to prevent it from growing. It's like when you plant a tree. You put the seed in the ground and it begins to grow. But if you don't take care of that place where you sowed that seed, it's most likely it will be filled with dirt, stones, and leaves that prevent that seed from starting to grow. And when that tree grows, it's time to fertilize it. And it will be the lookout. You have to be on the lookout. When many leaves come out and many branches come out, the specialized gardener begins to cut those branches that are dry, those branches that do not produce. Although they are connected to the tree, they are not producing. And therefore the gardener begins to remove those branches and throw them in the fire. While the ones that are green, the one that is producing, begins to clean them in such a way that they are ready to bear much more fruit. I do not know if you can understand me this morning. What I want to tell you, God is saving your life and has prepared you for great and wonderful things. But first, you need to be glued to the tree. A branch outside the tree does not produce. A branch outside the tree has no life because it is not injecting life. Apart from Jesus said, you cannot do nothing. Apart from the Lord, we cannot do nothing. So Jesus said, if you stay together with me, and look at the expression he uses here, if you stay, it does not depend on the Lord. God is always willing and always has open arms. But it's up to us to stay united to him. It's to make the decision of having a commitment and knowing that if we move away from his presence, we can't do anything. If you can get closer to God and look for a miracle, you can get closer to God so that he heals you, You can get closer to God so that He responds to you. You can get closer to God so that He can do something special that you are waiting for. And He can make it clear that He does. But after He does it, are you going to stay there with Him? We must make ourselves. Because many times after God answers us, we walk away. And we forget about the relationship that we must maintain all the time with Him. If you only go to God for what He can give you, what would happen if He did not give it to you? We think that the only miracle that we need is now. And when something happens tomorrow, again, you'll come closer. And again, you'll go. I think we have to do what is most important. When we are not committed, we have to make a stop on this beautiful morning and stop to look at our level of commitment with the Lord. Many times, the success of a career, the success of a company, the success of something that is undertaken is not so much the knowledge that you have of it, but the commitment that you have in it. What you are doing, passion and commitment, will make you stay firm, fighting and working at all the times in favor of what you consider to be the right thing and what you want to achieve. But if you do not have the commitment, most likely when it comes, some good news disperse and leave what is most important. You will disperse and leave what is most important. When we are not committed, we tend to deviate. And when we tend to let ourselves become blurred, when we are not committed to God, we come in search of a miracle. We are like the branch which sticks to the tree to receive. But at a certain moment, it dries up because you are not committed to it. That's why Jesus says, if you stick with me, if you make the decision to follow Christ, He is going to stick with you. I'll ask you a question. Which is more wonderful? Which is greater? To be healed or to have God? Who not only heals, but who gives you life itself? What is greater? That God that pays your debt? Or have on your side the owner of gold and silver? Look at it this way. Which is better? Perhaps you will begin to say, but this world has many things. And if I follow Christ, I will have to leave that. I will have to leave the other. Let me tell you. What it costs is because it is worth. There are two expressions when you are going to get something. And you ask the price. And they give you the price of what you want to achieve, and they tell you the value, and you can reply saying, this is very expensive. And when you use the expression of very expensive, it means that it is not worth it, and that they are beginning to overcharge. But when you use the expression, it's expensive, it means it's really worth it, and that you have to work hard to achieve it, that you have to invest a lot. Let me tell you that following Christ is expensive, but it's the best. If you want to stay in the world, giving free rein to the wishes of this world, but in the end, you will realize that you only walk towards destruction, that you just walk towards the temporary. Did what you are today, and not tomorrow. But when you decide to follow Christ above any situation, you will always have something safe. And He is going to keep you united and safe, and will support you in all things. When you commit with God, He is committed to you. From the moment you approach Him, and He is committed to you. You know why? Not because of what you are going to give Him, but because He loves you and wants to be the tree to which you are stuck, so that you can understand your process, so that you can understand your purpose. So you can understand what God gives life, and that's meaning. So that you can produce and you can bear fruit that is eternal. A fruit that remains. That's why I continue saying, you know that a branch cannot produce grapes. And if it does not remain attached to the plant, today I just want to disturb you with this word and tell you, you can look for a miracle and you can receive it. Of course, yes. But then what? Today, make the decision to commit yourself to Christ. I assure you that you have tried so many things, and in the end, you have come to some conclusion. Nothing makes sense. When you understand that you are a branch that needs a tree, and that tree is called Jesus, then you will look for it, and you will approach it, and you will join it, and they will be united to you also. So this purpose is fulfilled in you. In addition to this, he says, the disciple remains united to me, and with whom I remain united. It is like a branch that bears much fruit. Perhaps you are stagnated. Perhaps you have reached a point in your life where you have no progress. You can be moving to the point to get tired, but you are not moving forward. Let me tell you once more, away from God, away from our design, away from His love, we perish. We fall. We are knocked down. We can't do anything. So the decision to stay is yours. What do you want? I recommend stay in the Lord. Everything will change. Father, thank you for your words. Thank you for what you teach us. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, that apart from you, we can't do anything. We have tried so many things in our own strength and according to what we consider to be good. And in the end, we only reach the same conclusion. Without you, we are nothing. Father, you are more than a religion. You are life itself. And today we want that life. Help us to stay in you, Lord. And today I pray for those who receive these words, but they have not had that commitment. They have not decided yet. Give them the security so that they can do it. And that they can understand today, Lord, that far from you, there is no meaning for life. That far from you, Lord, there is no purpose. That far from you, Lord, we do not prosper. That far from you, there is no life. You are life itself. Lord, we need you. And that we can be planted with you. And we can bear fruit and remain in you, Lord. Help us to remember these words all the time. That without you, we are nothing. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember, God always arrives just in time. I hope that today you have made a decision to commit to God. Separated from Him, we are nothing. Blessings.